We've got Edvard Harkinson of Come Down Party in to chat about his new music.
Now, you've just started the year with Swollen and Morning. Tell us about these tracks.
It was the first one I did, and then Morning was one of the last ones, one of the most recent ones that I've written.
Yep.
So I kind of put them together. I feel like the tracks, one's a very, kind of personal song about a situation with someone else, and then Morning is a very personal track looking inward. So I thought it'd be nice to kind of put them together. And
yeah.
Morning kind of is a, I guess, doesn't have much of a structure. It's a bit just kind of loose, how it just keeps rolling onto itself.
So it's kind of like a juxtaposition, those two tracks.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm interested, Edvard. So what comes first when you write your songs? Is it the music or is it the lyrics or is it kind of a combination of the two?
I feel like it's definitely, it's something to do with the music, whether it's just a sound or like a little riff or an idea, but it's definitely the music, and then they kind of both then grow at the same time together. I don't have a whole song written out and then I make lyrics for it on top, or the
so
other way
around.
So
it's kind of create your own adventure.
It is, yeah. And I feel like with Come Down Party particularly, they're very, they kind of go all over the place. So that's a good term for it.
And, yeah.
Tangential.
Yeah.
And so you were previously in a band called Osaka, is that right?
I was.
Oh, yes.
Good. Good research there.
Tell us about Osaka. Is that still going?
It's not. It took, we took a bit of a break a year and a half ago, but that's when Come Down Party, I started kind of writing for it maybe 2 years ago or something. Like, all these songs are probably 18 months, 2 years
old.
So they're quite old. And that was when, while I was playing in Osaka, which was like a indie guitar rock kind of band.
Yeah.
And I kind of just wanted to write songs that didn't really fit that, or were just something very, that were just kind of for myself.
Yep.
And I guess Osaka kind of, like, it had its structure and the songs fit that, and it was doing that kind of thing.
Yep.
So that's where Come Down Party kind of started, wanting to write something totally different or something that I didn't think would fit there. I'd started writing songs and they just wouldn't have worked for that project.
Yeah, so were they sort of, did you have plans for them to be those songs for Come Down Party, obviously. Did you have plans for them to be released at some stage, or were they, at the start, were they sort of cathartic?
Yeah, I think at the start they were it was almost like a palate cleanser for when I was writing for Osaka, and it was something that I could do on the side, and if I really liked them and I thought maybe down the track if something happened, that'd be nice, but if it didn't, and it was more something, a way of processing what was happening and just kind of playing with things rather than trying to write for this very specific sound or whatever.
Mm. When you play your live shows, is there a particular feeling that you want people to take away from it, or a particular experience that you want people to have?
I thought about that a lot, because there's a lot happening in the songs for Come Down Party. So I kind of, and they're quite soft, so I definitely wanted it to be quite in your face. Mm-hmm. Not in a harsh metal rock kind of way, but more like an overwhelming kind of all happening at once kind of thing. And so the set at the moment for Come Down Party, it's quite continuous. Like, there'll be stops, but there's always music happening in between the songs. So I kind of hope that it can be this kind of immersive, emotive experience that you can kind of just forget about. Like, normally it's in some pub somewhere and you can just forget that you're in a smelly pub.
Yeah.
And just think about whatever you wanted to think about, or stuff that you find, I hope that people might find themselves thinking about, just floating off somewhere.
Yeah, it's interesting. I found recently when I go to a live gig, my mind will just float off completely away from the music. And then, it's really nice when the artist can provide a space for you to do that, to explore your own feelings.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's why live music is so important, because even just, physically, it's so loud. You don't get much of an opportunity to focus on other things, because normally everything's dark except the stage, and everything else is so loud that that's all you can think about. So I kind of like that maybe you get the opportunity to force someone into a kind of headspace or thought cycle.
Yeah, I think that's really powerful.
Yeah.
You played with Clay a month ago.
Yeah.
How did that show go?
That was great. That was at the Grace Darling, and that was the best vibe I've felt in the Grace Darling for a long time.
Wow, yeah.
Have
you played there a few times?
I've played there a lot with Asaka and with Come Down Party.
Yeah.
But Clay was great. She's such a good live show.
Mm-hmm. She's rising star, isn't she?
She is, because I'd seen her like a version earlier.
Yep, of course.
And she did a Miley Cyrus cover, I think.
Yep.
Which was really good. And that was a really good show. That was really fun.
Mm. Mm. Are there any plans for upcoming shows off the back of the two-track, the singles, or that you've just released?
There aren't any coming up at the moment. I'm kind of into writing new stuff at the moment. And I'd done a few shows, quite a lot of shows in November last year. And I kind of wanted to just let that sit for a bit. But there are some shows coming in the next few months. And hopefully there'll be full band shows. At the moment, it's just me and a guy called Gilbert who plays bass and another keyboard. And I've got drum machine and guitar and synth. But hopefully for these new live shows, it'll be fleshed out. And we'll have a drummer and a keyboard player and kind of fill it up a bit, which would be fun.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So are there any local artists you're loving at the moment that you want to give a bit of a shout-out to?
Oh,
putting you on the spot.
That's a big... My friend Simon Lamb's got a project called Nelly Oratorio, and he's got a new song called Juniper out, and that's... You'll listen to it, your heart will just fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a new song out. I think there's another one coming soon. But if you haven't listened to Simon's project, that's something you've got to do.
I think
he's a wizard.
Simon is always someone who comes up when you talk to artists around Melbourne.
Yeah.
He's someone
he's
who always comes up.
Yeah.
Everyone is always loving what he's doing, like the stuff he's doing with Chloe,
Neil
Oratorio. Yeah, he's fantastic. what do you want people to take away from your live shows?
I think sometimes I worry that they might just leave feeling a bit sad because it's all a bit sad sack, really.
Yeah.
And so I guess I don't hope that they walk away feeling sad. That feels mean.
Do you think there'll be, in the future releases, will there be some more energy provided to the crowd?
Do you mean happier songs?
Maybe happy. Or is there a certain place for Come Down Party?
There probably won't be happier songs. I feel like that's the kind of the nature of the project. That's a bit gloomy guts. But I definitely think the new stuff is going to be a little brighter, not in a mood way, but it will kind of feel a little lighter.
Yeah.
Not so, because I feel like all the tracks that have come out so far are quite dark and murky.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the new ones, hopefully they'll feel a bit more real.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's listen to that dark and murky music. How about that? We're going to listen to Swollen by Come Down Party.